8:39 the time. It is 21 minutes ahead of 9 o'clock as we continue with our guests in studio this morning. We got our Main Street Minute, Chris Walls.
Yeah, thank you to the Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau for making this possible. We're highlighting a lot of the Main Street Fremont businesses, and that would include Gallery 92. And with us is Angie Olson, the Interim Director. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. Nice to be here. Good morning.
Good to see you. How long have you been with Gallery 92? You're the interim director, but how long have you been involved?
I have been at the gallery a little over 4 years.
Okay, very good, very good. If you haven't been in there in a while, it certainly has changed over the last couple of years.
It has, yes. It continues to change. It's fantastic. If you haven't, stop in when we reopen.
Right. So, well, tell us a little bit about it. First of all, I have to ask the question that I ask everybody else that comes in. How does this affected your hours as far as COVID-19 and all that? Has it changed as far as when you're open and things of that nature?
Yes, we are actually closed. Our members and our volunteers that work in the gallery on a daily basis are in that high-risk category. So our executive board made that decision March 8th, actually, to start as of March 9th being closed until further notice.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully that's short-lived.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Gallery 92, explain a little bit about it. Can you become a member of the association? Can you come in and take a look at the arts and the artifacts that are there? Can you contribute? Just tell us a little bit about
kind of that. Absolutely. The gallery is ran on member funds, so you can become a member, and that actually helps us. It helps support us, and it also helps us stay open to the public. We are also open to the public as well, so you don't have to be a member to come and check out what's in the gallery. We generally do 2 new shows each month. You don't have to be a member to take classes. If you are a member, you get a discount and consistent information on what's going on in the gallery, but you don't have to be a member to utilize the space. And we also have the Art Emporium, our sales space, which anyone can come in and shop in downtown Fremont.
Classes. Do you have anything for Chris Walls at all?
Do you have lots of classes for him? We have anything from beginners on up to advanced, and some of those classes are a combination of beginner, advanced, all the way from kids on up to adults, and some of those that kind of fit in both. It's kind of fun because sometimes we have classes that are kind of for child and adult that a grandparent can take with a grandchild or a parent with a child. I know my family, we've gotten my stepmom, my mom, my mother-in-law, and my daughters involved and just had, we practically take over those classes because that's a big group, but it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. No, very good. Very good.
Yeah, that is. There's a lot of things you could do with grandkids and just your kids in general. But not right now, but when it does start up again, for sure.
Right. Yeah. And we do have K-12 public art there right now. We had to cancel that reception. We were a little sad because we really like to celebrate the creative kids in this community. Mm-hmm. And it was the March show. We still have it hanging. You know, maybe there's still hopes that it will continue to hang and we could do a little reception for the kids. That would be fantastic. But for now, Jesse Kiefer and Jeff Semrad have done a virtual video that I believe they'll be posting or have posted online so that the kids can see their work even if they can't come into the gallery and see it.
Very good. I always ask someone that comes in, what's the next big thing you have coming up? Obviously, we're kind of waiting.
This is the big thing right now, for sure. But we do have our annual fundraiser in August. Uh-huh. Right now, we don't know if this will push things back. We're forging ahead as if we can still have it. We do know that we might have to push that back to September, October. We don't know yet, but we're going to be flexible with that. It is a very important event to support the gallery. So in some form, we'll have to go ahead with it, whether or not it's virtual or a GoFundMe page or, you know, what we do, we're going to have to put our heads together on
Chris
that.
Chris has been at it. I've been at it as well. It's a very good event.
It's awesome. A lot of fun.
Hopefully that
can happen again in August.
Yeah, absolutely. We look forward to doing that and that, of course, also is for our members, but it's also for the public. So you don't have to be a member to come to the annual event. And it is a really fun dinner. Really fun games and prizes and auction and something to be a part of.
Yep. Angie Olson with us, the interim director at Gallery 92 West in Fremont. Of course, 92 West 6th. sixth street.
Yeah, boy, that is, it has expanded so much. Yeah, when you go into the building now, it's like, wow, there is a lot of space here.
Yeah,
it's really nice that you have that much space now.
Yes, it is. We always could use more storage, no matter what it seems like. But as far as gallery space, we have lots. Sales space, that sales space used to be upstairs, mm-hmm. And we don't have an elevator. We don't have the funds to put an elevator in. And actually, it was cheaper to purchase the West Building, renovate that, than to put an elevator in an old building. But that sales space on the ground level has made it a fantastic place for people to just come and shop. I think sometimes when it was upstairs, it was forgotten a little bit.
So we've really
seen an increase of traffic in that space, which is fantastic for us.
You bet.
We love sharing it.
Angie, how are you keeping people informed about what is going on with Gallery 92S? Do you have a website or something?
We do. We have things posted on our website, basically the closure, and we'll update that continuously. We also have a team, social media team, that updates our Instagram and Facebook page consistently. So not just with information, but as far as like fun events, things that they're finding online that we can share, or things that our members are putting together to share. It's fantastic. Tonight at 5:30, I think they shared a post from someone that used to live in Fremont, Rebecca Hennessy. She's now in Iowa, and she's doing from 5:30 to 6 a drawing class. A virtual drawing class. Mm-hmm. So if you just go to her Facebook page at 5:30, it's like a drink and draw. So you can have your drink, you can draw, and I think you're drawing the glass the way it sounds.
Okay.
So it's 30 minutes. So even for you, Chris,
that would be
cool. Nobody can see you, so you can sit down and have a glass
compare.
Or a wine or a beer.
That sounds fun.
Hey, I was not bad in art. I once made a life-size thinker out of plaster Paris.
Oh, cool!
In class in high school.
Angie, I was terrible.
Right? You know, and that's one thing, too, that I like to express is that we all have different feelings about how we are with art. I personally feel like everybody is creative in some way.
Yeah.
Like even being on the radio station, it takes some creativity to present every day. But at the end of the day, we're not just for artists. We're for everybody. Mm-hmm. I personally couldn't draw a stick figure.
See, you and I are in the same boat.
My husband's amazing, and I wish I could do that. But I can appreciate the arts, and I can get a feeling from looking at art or watching someone create. Mm-hmm. And that's
different
what we're
form
all
of
about.
Expression, isn't it?
Yeah,
it certainly is.
Absolutely.
You bet. So, Angie Olson, an interim director with Gallery 92 West. Easiest way to contact you, is it just through the website right now?
Actually, the easiest way is email gallery92west@92west.org.
Okay, very good. Well, we appreciate you stopping by for and talking to us here this morning. Things continue to change all the time, and we appreciate that we're able to chat with you. So,
absolutely.
Yeah,
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Very good. So that's our Main Street Minute, which is brought to you by the Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau and Main Street of Fremont. Gallery 92 West Interim Director Angie Olson joined us here this morning. 8:47. It's 13 minutes ahead of 9 o'clock.
With resistance on the rise, fighting disease in corn and soybeans takes a heavy...